Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating in depth some more movies for you. And I am really excited to talk to you about the one that we are doing today. It's maybe not a traditional classic, but it's kind of a Disney classic to me, just because I'm old enough. I remember the classics way back in the day, but there's a bunch of generations that this is a classic movie for them. And I'm probably guessing you know which one I'm talking about, and that would be Lilo and Stitch. But why am I calling a brand new one a classic? Well, I'm not. I'm talking about the original, the cartoon back in 2002 that we got to see. And this one, there is just so much happening in a story such as this, and it borders on the line of some parents maybe thinking some of the language is borderline inappropriate, but the worst language in this one is when Stitch is yelling, "Biga na la cuesta," which, I mean, we can only basically guess at what he's saying on that one. So, yeah, this one has a completely innocent rating on the Deputy scale, if you were curious on that. And our score is actually going to surprise you a bit. I hope that you can tell by the tone of my voice that that is a good thing. And if you are not at all familiar with the Lilo and Stitch movies, Stitch is this little blue alien that was created, but he was never supposed to exist. He was basically created by a mad scientist, Dr. Jumba Jukiba. And he actually doesn't have a name. He was called Experiment 626. Because, I mean, Jumba was creating all these different experiments, except the fact he wasn't supposed to be found out that he was creating these experiments. So they just had numbers instead of names. And it is found that because this creature exists and is not supposed to, that he is sent to exile on an alien planet. And they end up finding out that he is going off course. And so the planet that he is heading to is Earth, which we all know is Earth, but they say it that way in the movie. It's Earth. It's just kind of funny. But so he's coming here, and it looks like the spaceship's going to crash into the water, and that's kind of what they're hoping for, because they're thinking, okay, this creature just appears to be pure rage and just has no good in him whatsoever. But they realize as they're watching where the ship is going that it ends up landing on Kauai. Now, if you are not familiar with what Kauai is, it is one of the Hawaiian islands. And so Stitch crash lands there. And the story isn't just about him, though, because there is a Hawaiian family. And it's two sisters, and they've lost their parents in an automobile accident. And so they're trying to figure out how to make it. Nani is upper teens, low 20s. It never officially says her age. And Lilo is, I'm assuming, around 6-7 years old. It doesn't exactly say their ages, but Nani is really trying her best to make it work. And of course, she has social services kind of looking over and checking to make sure she's doing everything right. And she's really trying. She's working hard, and she's trying to keep Lilo on schedule and just kind of everything going out of hand, because Lilo does not want a new mom. She wants a sister. And Nani doesn't really want to be Lilo's mom either. I mean, she does, but she doesn't. She'd rather be a sister. But she's been thrust into that because of the tragedy that this family has gone through. And so they're just really struggling. And on a day that they're really having a, both of them are really having a tough day, they see a shooting star and make a wish. Well, the thing is, it's not a shooting star. It's Stitch's spaceship that is crashing. And so Lilo makes a wish for a friend. And don't worry, no spoilers here at all. But little does she realize that Stitch is going to fill that void, but not without headaches. So it's basically kind of, it carries forth. I'm just trying to figure out how to word that without giving too much away, but they go to the animal shelter, and Stitch has been picked up because they thought Stitch was no longer alive because he had been run over by a truck. That's part, you'd have to watch the movie to understand that reference completely. But so Lilo goes in looking for a dog, and she finds Stitch. And all the rest of the dogs are afraid, so they're hiding. But she walks in and Stitches, hi. That's one of the few voices I do that I like doing is, hi. And so she immediately falls in love with him. And so this is the dog that she adopts, and she names him Stitch. That's how he gets the name. And so they take him home, and it is just an absolute comedy of errors. Stitch is a creature that was designed to do nothing but destroy, and specifically destroy, like, big cities. That's his only mode. It's like if you have, like, a different, like, dial and you had a different mode, his mode has either off when he's sleeping or when he's on, it's set to just absolute destruction. So it begins to affect both Lilo and Nani's life because he does things that cost Nani different jobs and makes it difficult for her to provide for Lilo. And of course, the social services get aware of this, and it just becomes just a big mess of everything. But Stitch wasn't the only one to come to this island. There was a couple aliens sent to come retrieve him and basically finish the job. And so the whole story is kind of how Lilo and Nani, how their life plays out, and what's going on with Stitch, and does Stitch ever find some goodness? And a lot of people that are familiar with the story know how the story ends, but I will say the story has a happy ending, but it's not without its tears. It's like, I don't know anybody that can watch this and not at least get a little misty-eyed at least of a few different scenes in this. But I'm not going to ruin the ending for you, but I will say it does have a happy ending. But like I said, not without a few tears along the way. Now, score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm at. Like I said, this one's going to surprise you a little bit. I'm coming in at a 7.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, why am I coming in so high? It's because this story, there is so much to this. There are so many things to take away from this that people can apply in their everyday life for different things, for different reasons, for different people. And that really matters in a story such as this. This is one that it doesn't matter if you're 1 or 101 or at any age, whatever, there is something here for everybody. And that is so rare to find in a story like this. So it's very rare for me to rate a movie. Hi, Zaza. One of the kitties just jumped up here on the desk with me. Now, there is one kind of a glaring thing that happens in this movie, and it's a thing that I wanted to address at least a little bit in this review, so I'm hoping you're sticking around with me at least to this point and onward from here. But in the original Lilo and Stitch, one of the areas that Lilo hides from Nani is she hides in the dryer. Well, for obvious reasons, we understood why Disney made changes to that, and so that is no longer happening. But it's only that one scene. Now, okay, if they're going to go ahead and change in the animation to where she's climbing into a cabinet for obvious safety reasons, the scene with that, we have that, but exact same part of that, the part of the kitchen shows, before that scene, it shows it's a washer and dryer set. During that scene, we see it's a washer and a cabinet. And then subsequent scenes following that, it's also a washer and a dryer. So it's back to being a dryer again. And I think, I don't know how many people are going to necessarily notice that, but that's just something that I can't help but notice. And it just bugs me. It's like, okay, if you're going to change it in one scene, change it in all of the scenes. Don't just change it in that one, because if somebody's really paying enough attention, they're going to notice something like that. So I'm glad that they made that change for obvious reasons, for safety reasons. Children, if you are listening to this, please never, ever climb inside of an appliance. Do not get in your washing machine. Do not get in the dryer. Do not get in the refrigerator. This is for safety reasons. And it may seem like it sounds like fun, but trust me, it is not. It is extremely dangerous. And your loved ones want to have you around for a very, very long time. And you want to have the chance to grow up and experience life. So there's much better places to hide, trust me, but do not stay out of appliances completely. It is just too dangerous. And so that is just a little PSA that I felt I wanted to include in this as well. If you are absolutely in love with Stitch and you love Stitch gear, please go over and check out our Movie Deputy Etsy shop. It is moviedeputy.etsy.com. And we are going to be having some stuff on there in the next upcoming days. I've got some stuff that I've just got to finish uploading, and that'll be up on there. And we've also got a lot of merchandise for the new How to Train Your Dragon movie that's coming out. So you won't want to miss that as well. If you haven't done so already, please like, subscribe, and share this Movie Deputy podcast. If you are a fan of this movie, if you've never seen this movie, or if this has created the curiosity of you wanting to see this movie, this is one that you don't want to miss. So I will be back tomorrow with the new one. So be sure to come back then. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.